And I want to do everything right, so I would go to our pastor, my dad, which he's the bishop, and all the ministers. And I asked him, I said, there's this girl in Davis County, Indiana, that I'd like to date. But I want your permission to see if it's right, because I thought that was what God wanted me to do, is to make sure that preachers would allow me to do that. So they all said, well, we couldn't say no to that. We'd have to pray about it, you know. I was like, yes, God's on my side. So I went out there and talked to this girl a couple times, and I still didn't do any promises to her because I've had a lot of broken hearts over the years, and I wanted to secure myself, you know, with my own power and everything, that, hey, I'm going to take care of this the right way. Well, anyways, in the meantime, there's a member that come to our church and said, and there was only 15 families, you got to remember, there's only like 15 families in my church, and we didn't have fellowship with any other church in the country, period. So it just made it hard for a lot of us to do that. And there was families in our church that had children that couldn't marry with my cousins or with my brothers and sisters, but there was nothing that I could do. And I was 30 years old, and the next guy in the youth group below me was my brother, and he was 7 years younger than me. So a member came to me and said, I can't allow that. I said, why? And he had children that could marry into our church, so he had no issue. And so he said, I can't allow that. I said, why? He said, because if you marry that girl and you bring her in, I'm going to have to shun you and excommunicate you. I said, why? How did you find your wife? I said, so you expect me, the woman, to walk down the driveway and then God's going to tell me this is the one you're going to marry? Because I can't go out and search. How do you go about it to go out and search? Even though I was searching then. And so finally the preachers come to me and they said, you know, we're going to have to break it up. You know, it's not going to. So I just broke up with the girl so I don't cause a split in the church again, because I thought, you know, if I cause the church to split, then I'm liable and I'm responsible for that, and I'm going to pay for that in hell. And so that was the story there, and that was the main reason why I left. But on May 17th, 2012, two of my younger sisters had a double wedding. Six of my siblings were married, and I, the oldest, still single. So after my sister's wedding, I would go and have dinner and hang out with some of my English friends. I watched TV with them, an activity forbidden in the Amish faith, but I did it anyways. My English friend told me about a show on TV called Amish Out of Order. I had thought about leaving the Amish before, but was too scared, and I don't know where to go for help. I didn't know where to go for help. We were always told we should not talk to former Amish because they were of the world and would lead us the wrong way. After watching the show, I contacted Mose Gingrich, and he told me about a man in Ohio named Joe Keim who helps people leave the Amish. I thought, how could that be possible? A former Amish man reaching out to others who wanted to leave? Man, he's bad. My first thought was, what a bad person I am. I kept the number Moses gave me for a couple days until I had enough guts to make the call. When I called Joe a few days later, I was so scared I was shaking on the phone like this, talking to Joe by myself outside where nobody could see me, and I was shaking like this because it was completely forbidden to talk to an ex-Amish person, period. But every time I talked to Joe, I sensed a calmness in him that told me something about him. We talked on and off for 4 months or so. Then one night in September, I called him and we made arrangements for someone to pick me up. On September 22nd, 2012, at 9:30 p.m., I walked away from two houses and a half ownership of a construction company with my father. I went to Joe Keim to live, and by the way, there was a young man by the name of John Yoder from Ashland, Ohio, that picked me up that night. And when he come pick me up, you ought to hear his story. Here I was, out at the end of my driveway, a quarter mile long, had a full-blown beard. I looked like a bishop, probably. John Yoder pulled up there, and he said he didn't put his car in park because he didn't know if I was the dad of the son that he's going to pick up. He was getting ready to take off. But anyways, 2 days later, after I left, me and Joe sat together on and off for 2 days in his house, and Joe tried to witness to me. And, of course, I wanted to block that out because, you know, I wanted to leave the Amish. I still thought I could. I wrote a letter to my parents, for a four-page letter, and left it on my bed before I left. And I told him, I think I can still serve God and not be Amish. Well, when I left, I mean, when I met Joe, you know, it's like, man, I just come from a religious group. I don't want to be part of another religious group. I still think I can serve God out in this world. But it was on the second day after I left that when he read Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, the light flipped on. That's when it flipped on. And from there on, God has blessed me with answered me all my prayers, what I prayed for, what I cried about in bed in my house. And I prayed to God that he would bring me a godly wife and a family and a wife that loves me and takes care of me and the same that I can do to her. He's blessed me way more than I deserve. Look what he's done. And I would love to stand up here and have my wife share her testimony too. She's got a powerful testimony too, but I'm running out of time. But we can talk later or something like that too. But my testimony is also going to be in Kathy Kruder's book, maybe by the end of the year, and it's on Matt Ministry. So I would love to talk more and share my wife's testimony, but she's kind of a shy person. I'd have to share. It's not as powerful. But anyways, I'm done. My time is up, and I thank you all, and I want to thank you, Matt, for doing this, and I want to thank Joe, John Bouquet, and all the people that supported us and helped us. God bless them all.